In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Game day edition. We're at the link in the Pepsi Plaza, taking you all the way up to the pregame show at 6 with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Ruben Frank, Howard Eskin, Elliot Shore Parks. A whole, man, how many of you does it take to do a two-hour pregame show?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And special guests on top of it. Spadaro, yeah. Vinny Curry.
Yeah.
Howard Eskin. Unbelievable.
We're getting the
too many
face
mouths
to feed. Yeah, what's going on here?
I don't want to say anything. Just
right. Burp into the microphone.
Yeah.
So yours was worse than mine.
Yeah. So joining us now is Charlie Hall. So Charlie is the drummer for War on Drugs, a massive, excellent band, but is also the executive producer of Philly Special Christmas. Is that the, what do they call you?
Producer.
Just producer? Talking to the mic. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. We're the first
Connor,
one.
Yeah, producer. Philly Special
Connor
Christmas.
Barwin's the executive producer.
Oh, you're the regular producer.
Same thing.
All right.
Standard issue.
And Charlie's also, you're running the show over at the stage over here. They're doing a Philly Special concert right here at the link. So, Kelsey, how does Kelsey sound?
Is Jordan Mailata joining?
Yes, he's singing?
Dude's got a game to play.
Oh, well, yes.
I guess maybe not,
he can't do both? So how does Kelsey sound live without, you know, I'm sure you throw a lot of auto-tune on Kelsey. Come on.
Heck no.
No? He's good live?
Dude can sing.
Yeah?
Yeah, he sounds incredible.
Yeah?
And just had a sound check and sounded great first time through, so.
So this will be the final Philly Special Christmas.
That's right.
Which is, like, you must have decided to put, like, you got to take out all the stops for the final one, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's three is a good number, you know.
Yeah.
And this one has a lot of my favorites, and like deep cuts, and also just like old huge favorites like Last Christmas. And
yeah,
like
well, Jordan Mailata's Last Christmas kicks off the album.
Oh my God, it's so good.
He sings like an angel,
dude. It's so good.
Yeah,
it was the first thing we did for it too, and I was just like, oh yeah, okay, this is good.
Well, we asked him about it, and he said he favored the Wham version rather than the George Michael version solo. And he said he came in.
What is
in,
he talking about?
Well, that's what he said. That was his point. He does. He sounds great. Now, I looked at the track listing and all the special guests. So I believe not every special guest is listed on the tracks. Is that the case? Because there were a couple that I heard that I didn't see listed. I didn't know if we could talk about it or not.
Oh, I think that's true.
Okay.
No, I probably wouldn't want to talk about that.
Oh, you wouldn't. Okay.
Would you?
No. Well, no. I mean,
it's special.
I thought it was amazing.
There's a fun surprise coming.
Yeah, there's a couple surprises, I think, based on the two female surprises I did not see on the track list.
Okay.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yeah. What's it like? You know, they are not, they all sang, they all sing very well, the players, but
all of them, Lane, Jordan,
they all
Jason.
Sing well, but it's not what they do. What's it like sort of coaching them into doing that as, you know, not just normal musicians into singing?
It's the easiest thing in the world because they want to be coached and they want to improve and they want to be the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they're
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, I think so used to, you know, being like taking feedback and like getting and adjusting.
Right.
And like always like honing their craft. I mean, look at them on the field. You know what I mean? They've like spent their whole lives, you know, taking direction and like being the best at what they do. And I think that it's just such a cool experience to be in a studio, in that environment, a musical environment, where that is the case, and it's like there's no ego. It's just like, or maybe it's about like having enough ego to be like, tell me if that sucked, you know?
Right.
Or like, tell me how I can be better.
Well, also, I would guess too, they're they're not as confident in this as they are in their day job. You know what I mean? So they probably,
right.
Your approval probably means quite a bit to them, I would guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, maybe. It's a good point.
Now, do you, Ike, yes. Do you think you could get Coach Ike into singing? Now, we do have him singing every 5:30. Yeah, so 5:30 every day, we sing the Creed song, One Last Breath. And Ike,
it is beautiful. By
Ike
the way.
Joins in, and he's gotten pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and we.
As long as I can sing with the group.
Yeah, yeah. What could you give?
I don't want to do a solo act.
Yeah. Are there any tips for normal people you can give to like singing in key? Is there something that you tell somebody the first time?
It's hard. It's the hardest thing is singing, like hearing yourself in headphones.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that like singing in front of a microphone is almost like a totally different thing than like singing in the car.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're getting it back. You know, you guys all have cans on. It's like it's right there and you're so exposed.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes it's about like trying to detach from that a little bit and like just trying to, I mean, just like with anything, you want to be in like a natural state, like a natural sort of flow state if you can. So if it's like if you're getting too much from your headphones, then you maybe pop an ear off, you know, and like just try to feel as natural as you can.
I would imagine, right? They were a lot different to work with on this third album versus the first one, right? You come in the first time, you kind of don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I would imagine with those guys.
Yep.
Are they coming in now like divas? Like, do they need to have any candles lit in the studio? Wine?
Yeah. Only the green M&Ms. Yeah.
Only the green M&Ms. Jordan needs a white grand piano.
Yep.
No, in all seriousness, are they, like, how have they changed from the first time you got a chance to work with them to where they are now?
No, I think you're right. I think there's, like, maybe coming at it with a little more confidence from the get-go.
Yep.
Because it's like, you know, we've done this a few times now and everybody's. But, you know, it's still kind of a scare. You know, the studio can be, it's so fun. That's the thing is, like, with them, it's like, it's always fun.
Yeah. Right.
But it doesn't, it's not always fun in real life. You know what I mean? Like, in real life, like, the studio isn't always like that.
Well, right. Because you have to, and also, I would imagine it's a lot of takes. You know, I've been in a recording studio before, and just getting it right exactly the way you want it, you know, that can be a challenge. It's work.
But you know what? Like, going back to what you were saying before, it's like, it's always, you know, like Jordan will be like, let me do it again. I'm going to do it again. Like, it's not, I don't have to be like, oh, you just do one more just for me, you know, like I don't need to do that kind of thing, because he's just like, nah, let's do another, you know, like he knows they're all musicians, like they know when it's like when it's clicking and when it's not.
Well, let's face it, Jordan's the only real singer in the group.
I disagree.
Oh, who's the second best?
Wait, you're asking me to rank these three?
Well, hold on, is Jordan Davis?
We're not on the radio.
Jordan Davis can sing too. Is Jordan Davis?
Jordan Davis can sing great.
Yeah he can sing
really.
Yeah, big fella can sing.
Wow.
Yeah,
you heard Lane Johnson sing?
I have not heard Lane sing.
Dude, Lane has got the most soulful voice. It's incredible.
Okay.
Really?
And, yeah. And Jason, like, the way, like...
Well, Jason's just yelling.
That is not true.
It's a little true. It's a little true.
It's okay.
You got
not as bad as Jalen was when he did the Eagles fight song in the championship game, but...
No comment.
I'm bad, so I can crack jokes on them because I'm probably worse than they are when it comes to singing.
But no, Jason like gets inside it. Man.
Yeah,
he's like he gets it like to the heart of the matter. Like he's when he sings a song, he's like gets to the emotional core of it.
He's feeling it.
You can hear it the way he sings, and I don't just mean like when he's doing the muscular thing. Like there's songs on this record, especially. There's song coming out next week that's going to blow your mind.
Is that the one? All right. Look, I'm going to admit
Moose lips sink ships.
I heard the record, and it's cool.
It's
that's
cool.
All I want to say.
It's cool. Cool.
Yeah. So Charlie Hall is with us, who is the drummer for War on Drugs, also the producer for Philly Special Christmas, which you can pre-order now at phillyspecialchristmas.com. And you mentioned Connor. So Connor Barwin is the executive producer of it.
Yep.
And this benefits Make the World Better Foundation?
This benefits Children's Hospital Philadelphia,
oh, awesome.
Children's Crisis Treatment Center.
There you go.
School District of Philadelphia. I mean, we have over the last 3 years been able to raise, I think, like $4.5 million.
Ooh,
it's out of control.
This is all through vinyl sales. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why it's like, you know, if people are like, how can I contribute? Like, how can I be part of this? It's like, if you buy a record, like every dollar from record sales, all those proceeds, they go to these initiatives.
And the art is great, like, which is important on vinyl. Yeah. All right. Two final ones, Charlie.
All right.
So, and these are not Philly special related, but they are musician related. First of all, I don't like the phrase guilty pleasure because I think whatever you like, you like. But it implies a certain kind of song. Is there a guilty pleasure song that you belt out in the car when there's nobody else in it?
Ooh, there's so many.
Give me the best one.
The best one? Oh, man. I should have, like, a stock answer for that.
Yeah?
I mean, but then it's like, why would I be guilty about it if I love it?
But you know what? I agree, but you know what I'm saying. Like, if somebody asked me...
I mean, Shania Twain's Still the One, that's not a guilty pleasure. That's a perfect song.
It's a good answer.
It's a good answer, though. You want to belt it out now?
No, not at all.
All right. And final thing.
You want to judge my singing?
Yeah. Sure, let's go.
Ready to hear me? Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking...
Medic.
Yeah.
I said
medic.
See? See, it sounds so much better with the music.
It does. With the Scott Stapp bass there.
We'll get Creed in here next week.
Yes. So, and then last one, most ridiculous thing you've ever put on a rider. Because War on Drugs is a big deal. You guys play big venues, probably have cool riders. Have you ever just slid something in there, see if you could get it on?
No.
Or anybody in the band?
Well, it's more about trying to get things off the rider.
Oh, really?
So, like, 10 years ago, we're all like, oh, yeah, we should get, like, a bunch of kale. You know, like, this is going to be the healthy tour. You know, like, let's make sure this. And then it's like, for 3 years, it's like, we've got enough kale to, like, you know, it's just like, how do you get this off? Like, can we please just stop with the kale?
Nobody's going to eat the kale.
Nobody ate the kale the first day.
Give us
the chips.
It's
been 3 years. We have a metric ton of kale.
Give us the chips. Give us the sandwiches. You know.
Hold the kale.
Yeah, hold the kale. All right. Well, you can order it all at PhillySpecialChristmas.com. It is the album is absolutely awesome. For a last
Thank
one,
you
guys really did pull out all the stops.
Thank you.
So
everyone's proud of it.
Yeah, and you should be proud of it as well. And Jason really does just yell a little bit.
Untrue.
Yeah.
I'll send him over here in a few.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Send him on over.
Yeah.
Send
yeah. Well, I want to hear him say. I said I want to hear him without autotune. I want to hear him without autotune. All right.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you guys. Good to see you.
There is Charlie Hall again, PhillySpecialChristmas.com. And another singer we have on the line who sings for us almost every time is the very, very famous and very, very important Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
Thank a grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, Mike. Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Big time baloney business, baby. What's shaking?
Oh, dude. Thursday night football. Are you kidding me? For the NFC, the lead in the NFC East. We are fired up, Tommy.
I'm so fired up as well. I'm getting so inspired. Before we get to the birds.
Yeah,
I have another idea. It's not a TV show this time. It's an idea that I would love to share with you gentlemen for a new sporting event because maybe you guys should get involved with it.
Ooh, a new sporting event. You know, we're a sports radio station. We're sportsmen over here. We love your ideas. What is your sports TV show idea?
Well, it's not real. Well, in time, hopefully you get on TV. But for the time being, it's just an idea for the event.
Okay.
It's called, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
The Baloney Games.
The Baloney
Games.
Wow.
Games.
And what does that entail?
The Baloney Ad.
Okay. And what sort of games?
Well, there's a few different games that I've just recently invented. So I'm curious to see what you guys think. The first game is a game called Boink Ball. B-L-I-N-K, Boink.
Boink Ball. And how do you play Boink Ball?
Well, here's what you do. Each team has 5 players, right? And each player has an oversized Nerf ball, right? And what you got to do is you got to run over to one of the players on the other team and bounce the ball off his head, and then one of your teammates has to catch it. That's the basic object of the game. If you do it once, that's a boink. Got it? First time, it's a boink. The second time, it's a boink-a-doink.
Boink-a-doink.
The second time. Oh, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And if you do it a third time, That's a big baloney. And whoever gets the big baloney wins the game. What do you guys think? Am I on this conversation?
Yes.
You,
Jack,
look,
I think Jack likes it. Jack likes the idea.
I think you have the seed of an idea. I don't know if it's fully fleshed
it's like
out.
It's like the bad parts of soccer.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. I took the worst elements of soccer and made a new game from it.
Yeah, it sounds like a great plan. What other games do you have?
Then there's the hoagie dance competition.
The hoagie dance, okay.
Hoagie dance. Here you got five players, right?
Okay.
Each player has a table in front of them, right? And on a table, you got all the ingredients for making hoagie, right? But here's the catch. There's a DJ playing, and the whole time they're making a hoagie, they got to keep dancing. If you stop dancing for even 1 second, you're eliminated. And then we'll have judges. Hopefully that would be you, gentlemen. And they'll judge the competition based off the dance moves, based off the number of hoagies made, and then based off the artistry and the precision of the hoagie making. What do you guys think? That's a winner, I think.
I think that's a winner.
Guy Frieri sounds like he's on line three.
Yeah, yes.
That's
sign
right.
You up.
Guy, if you're listening, let's get this going.
Let's get in the lab. Get in the lab.
So I would say this, though, Tommy. Every great sporting event, you know, we think out through history. We think of the NBA on NBC theme song. We think of, you know, Fox on NFL theme song. Do you have an idea of how you would do that?
Well, it's very obvious. It's a Philly thing, right? It's a baloney thing, right? There's got to be the Rocky theme. Imagine as the football players or the hoagie dancers are getting ready. And you hear bum 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 bum.
Marconi, here we come.
You know what? Our version will be the four of us singing it just like that.
Yes, while people are dancing, making bologna hoagies. I love it.
Acapella.
Yes, sir. So what are we thinking about the birds?
Well, I'm feeling really excited for this game. You know what I mean? I think, look, this is a statement game right here, right? And I got to say one thing, though, okay?
Yeah?
We were singing a Rocky theme, right?
Yep.
You know who reminds me of Rocky Balboa? Sirianni.
Oh.
Nick Sirianni, right?
Underdog.
Because, look, Rocky wasn't the brightest bulb on the branch either, right? But just when everybody said, Rocky's no good, he's a bum, he's an idiot, what did he do? He proved himself over and over and over again. And he became a champion. That's what Nick's doing. What do you guys think, man?
Did you grunt when you said over?
Over and over and over
again? Over and over and over and over again.
And over.
And over.
And over again.
An apple turnover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tommy, did they ask you to be a part of the Eagles' Christmas album?
The Philly Special Christmas?
They did not.
That's ridiculous.
You know what? We're making our own Christmas album in 2025. I think we'll make our own, right?
All right.
The four of us, we got to do our own Christmas album.
No, yes. We do. A cappella, humming instrumentals.
On the radio.
No instruments, all a cappella. I know Jack loves Christmas music, don't you, Jack?
No, I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So,
occasionally.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, give us your prediction for tonight.
It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a fun game, a competitive game. But we're the better team. I'm going 34-26 Birds.
Let's do it. All right. Baloney time, buddy. Well, we look forward to the evolution of the baloney games and the song. And you are a genius. We appreciate you, Tommy.
Appreciate it, Tommy.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you guys enjoyed the idea. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week. Let's go, Birds.
Let's go, Birds. Oh, the baloney games.
Yep.
I love it.
Over and out.
Over and over and over again. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, marks-jewelers.com. Which quarterback would you rather have for the next 5 years, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts? 60% say Jalen Hurts. 40% say Jaden Daniels. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie Baby, Buzz back at the house. Happy game day. What's up, fellas?
What up, Yosh?
We don't need to say hi to Buzz. Yeah.
Look, it's game day, baby. We're a family today. We're
all
a family
right.
today.
All
and right. when he said, I'm also throwing out an olive branch today. There would be no dissing each other today. We will leave each other alone. Even though there were some things said yesterday, I'm ready to get on y'all about, but we gonna chill today. I'm waving my flag, and we will reconvene tomorrow. Okay. Is everybody in agreement?
Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
All right. But we coming at each other neck tomorrow. Tomorrow, we coming at each other neck hard. Look, man. I'm so hyped. Blood on the grass and got me stupid. Look, I'm going back to the 421 mark, rewind the daggone show, and play it for 15 minutes over and over and superset pull-ups and dips until the game start and put on my best all-black Eagles tank top and just flex watching this game. I am hyped. I've been popping my pecs all day walking around the job. I'm so hyped for this game. I feel like my pre-workout is still going and going and going. Look, man, I'd rather have Jalen for the next 5 years because I know what he can do. Who knows what's next? Jalen Guns, you know, I love that kid, too. He's my fantasy quarterback. That's all I'm going to say about fantasy. But he can be daggone The other black boy was saying with the braids, he can have one good
Robert
year.
Griffin. Wait, Robert Griffin III, RG3.
Robert Griffin. Yes, hey, I knew who it was. I was just testing you, Ike. I was just testing you, baby. That was a test.
All right.
You get caught tonight, baby. But, man, that one is going to be good this year. Who knows? Man, we're going to go out there. Look, this team can be beat. We have seen it be beat three times. I think we the hottest team in the NFC right now. Definitely the hottest team in the NFC East. We have turned that corner. We going out there. We going to stomp our flag at our home field tonight. We going to be pumped up. We going to get it going. We about to do this thing. Now, I feel so good about this team tonight, baby. Jalen's going to throw. Oh, man.
Yes.
We win this game tonight. We go to Baltimore and we beat them next week at home because we know daggone Lamar owns the daggone NFC. Hey, we can start making predictions, baby.
Okay.
I'm going to let you out of the stable.
Okay.
And you can run wild. You can be Pegasus. you can spread wings and fly with it, baby. We about to get down tonight, man. I love y'all, cats. Go Bulls! E-A-E-L-E-S!
All right, we got an hour of the show left, so an hour for you to get your predictions in for what's going to happen tonight. 215-592-9494. And coming up next, Jack, this will be a legendary top five, you would say?
If it goes one way, yes.
Yes.
It could totally flop.
But
it's really, for the first time, the top five success is not on my shoulders.
No, it's on somebody else's.
Oh,
yeah. We're putting the spotlight on someone else. Yep.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
So that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.